Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. Welcome to the Grassroots Army Podcast. Have a pretty good lineup for you today. I'm going to talk about not only a FOIA request that a parent did at a local library. She was charged a lot of money for it, which is, has been a common theme throughout the country, but also a book that was sent to me in the mail that I would like to talk about, along with a couple other things that I will talk about later so I do not trip YouTube's and Facebook's algorithms so this live can continue, all right? And we'll talk about the why behind that, and you'll understand why I'm leading a certain word out right now because they will get me on this one. So let's go to the first thing that I want to talk about today is a FOIA request. So let's bring up this young lady. This was sent to me this weekend, and if you remember, I highlighted Stephanie Lynn on a video that she did several weeks ago. And she just completely hammered this board, which was fantastic. So she submitted FOIAs to the Caro Library. I wanted to see the emails between board members and the director emails between the board members, emails discussing me and the submissions of the requests for reconsideration form. This has to do with the pornographic books in the library, okay? And she wanted those responses from January 1st, 2023 to May 29th, 2023. And she asked them to be emailed, which is smart, so she can track it. And she just received an email saying the total cost for the FOIA request will be $3,559.50. What a great way to prevent information from getting out, right? So if you do a FOIA request, you're going to get charged an obscene amount of money. And obviously, a lot of people don't have that kind of cash laying around. But there was never another instance on May 16th, 2023, where a legal group was charged $11,000 for a FOIA investigating trans women allegedly entering high school girls' locker room. And then another one, a parent charged back in June of 29th, 2022, parent charged $74,000 by school for request to review school curriculum. And I also highlighted her. And the teachers union and everything came after that poor woman. I posted that video several weeks ago. So yeah, you know, you want to prevent the information going out, then you charge an obscene amount of money and they won't be able to get those FOIA requests. Interesting how they do that. Okay. So again, keep standing up, keep fighting back. And that's why I want to bring this to all of your attention, so she gets the much needed attention and support that she deserves. So keep standing up, keep fighting back, Miss Stephanie. Okay, let's get on to the next one. We have a book that was given to me by Mr. Joe Bryce, and it was this, Transcam. And it's actually a really good book. I get a lot of books in the mail. Obviously, this one caught my attention. He sent a nice letter along with the book. Please accept this copy of my new book just released this month. I've listened to your presentations and found that we share similar opinions on the transgender movement. And as I read this book, he is correct. In my quest to learn more on this topic, I was unsuccessful in finding any books exposing the truth like I was looking for. So I ended up doing extensive research and wrote this book. I'm sure the unavailability of books like this is due to others being in fear of their career to publish an honest book on this topic, as well as the cancel culture coming from printers, publishers, and Amazon blocking transgender books like this. He's exactly correct. The truth is not getting out, and a lot of people want to publish this stuff, but what he just said is they don't, because they're going to get an extreme amount of backlash. So, Mr. Bryce, number one, thank you for writing this book. Number two, thank you for having the courage to stand up and get this information out. So he says, this leads me to promote my book by word of mouth through people like you. My goal is to educate people from the writings of my book, not necessarily to make money as I'm retired. What a great retirement, right? You're writing and you're still educating. God bless you. If you like my book, please help any way you can to promote it so others can be educated on this truly evil movement. So here I am following through. I read his book, Transcam. It's a great book. I strongly encourage you, if you really want to know not only with what's going on, but the conditioning, the research this guy has done. It's a very, very good book on the indoctrination and the lies that are being fueled by the corporate media. I included in the description of this live his website, transscambook.com. So you can go and purchase that book there. And if you want to read it, which I highly suggest you do, especially if you don't know a lot about what's truly going on with especially Big Pharma. And that's one thing that I liked about your book, Mr. Bryce, is that you really went into Big Pharma and how much money and stuff they are making from this. Which brings me to my next point, is I want to show a couple videos right now with not only this great young man out in California, Glendale Unified School District. I've been highlighting a lot of these school board meetings out in Glendale because there has just been fantastic people standing up and speaking. But this guy obviously came from a communist country. And so he had a very, very great perspective on what has been going on in our public school system. So listen into this.
Good evening, everyone. To all of those who stand for their children's rights, kudos to you and God bless you. As long as you are resilient against the evil, it is good evening for you. But to all of those, all of the cowards who sold their soul for the lie, oh, it is even, it's not even evening, but dark night. To the cowards who denied the truth that our children's right has been overturned, shame on you. Woe to you. To identify yourself as any gender is a system of belief and religion of Satan and not science. And to force this belief to our innocent children is a pure evil. We said this many times and we say it again. It is not our business what you believe, but we are against this idea and we are against those who want to inject this ideology to mind of little kids. Shame on you. This is hypocrisy. You are double standard who defend the lie but deny the truth. By doing so, you show who your father is, the person who is funding you. You accuse us for hate speech, but you do not see yourself that you hate the truth. And whoever hates the truth is hatred. Because without truth, you cannot love. You use minors as a shield to protect your ideology of divide and conquer. And instead of, yes, and instead of teaching them to love their bodies, you encourage them to hate it, chop it, and poison it. You are to be blamed and to the damage of these little children. We as humans, we do not care about the issue of gender, but we should be that should be out of school. This is hypocrisy. You remove prayer and God out of the school and replace it with your evil ideas. Shame on you. We do not have a school anymore, but a place of sorcery and damaging the brain of the innocent children. You are not with gays or minors community either. If you were, you would not fire Ray, who is gay. All of you who support them, all of you who support them, the person who is behind you will eat you and spit you out without mercy. This is communist. This is what I know from communism. They're going to eat you and spit you without mercy. Communism always eats its offspring and he doesn't care. Finally, repent and believe in Yeshua, mighty God. And to all of Glendaleans, Kaylee King must go.
Wow. I love especially his quote, "This communists always eat their offspring." What a great quote. And again, a lot of these folks have been standing up, and I've seen them all throughout the country, these folks who have been from communist countries, and they're very scared right now. And a lot of these folks have been calling this out ever since the early 80s. There's videos of it, of saying the downfall of America is coming. And we all let it happen. We fell asleep on the watch, and now we're kicking and screaming, trying to fight back, and it's tougher. But this all could have been prevented if we were just awakened a few decades ago. That is for sure. And I still get a lot of people who especially they get kind of unplugged to put their hands in the sand. They don't follow anything. And they're like, this isn't happening throughout schools. They're not grooming kids. You know, they're just trying to make an environment for all to be included. And I watch them and I look at them and I listen to them. And I always say, like, you have to start educating yourself. It is happening. It's happening throughout the country. All you have to do is follow the right people who's going to give you the information. That's why the grassroots army continues to grow. But I just said, hey, what's your email? I'm going to send you some videos that I have done so you can be aware of what's truly going on. And I just sent him two more videos this morning of some things I found this morning, this weekend. So let me show you a few examples for those of you who continue to deny that this is happening. This is an elementary school out in California, weird, communist California, Birch Love Elementary School and David Joint Unified School District in California. They had a little gay pride parade. One example. Let's look at another example of a gay pride parade of a little girl petting a what looks to me as a slave dog at a gay pride parade.
This is not cute. This is not funny. This is pedophilia. And this grassroots army made up of ordinary people doing extraordinary things are not going to go silently into the night. We are not going to vanish without a fight. We will continue to stand up against this hot garbage and fight back.
Amen to that. Who is that good-looking guy? That was me exposing that garbage video and my thoughts on it this past weekend. But I just wanted to make sure that you all seen it because it is happening, folks. My goodness gracious, it's happening. It's been happening for a very long time. So we must continue to stand up. And that's why this grassroots army continues to grow. And I'm very proud of that. We're growing at a very astronomical pace right now on all the platforms, even communist TikTok. I'm on there. All my videos always are getting taking down because of community violations for telling the truth. But I continue to fight. And I, even though I'm on communist China TikTok, which I do not want to be on it. But again, the reason why I'm on it is to get our messaging out even to the younger generation, because a lot of this stuff starts with these platforms. And what they do is these kids start to watch it and the algorithms trip. And all they do is start conditioning and programming these kids. So I'm trying to get some good information out there to combat that. And it's growing. The platform is growing, but I have already been banned off TikTok twice, lifetime bans. But I find my way back on just like I do on a lot of other platforms, because I won't quit, because our kids are at stake here and I will always stand up for kids, which leads me to a couple of my last points. I'm going to be very careful as I describe this because I don't want the algorithms to clip me, because you can't talk about this stuff on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere else that this is going to be basically live and showed. So I have to be very careful. I have to talk in ninja style words, which a lot of you who have followed me ever since the beginning, you know what I'm talking about. Remember, we used to call the mask face diapers because you couldn't say mask or they would take you down. Right. So we call them face diapers. And then that started to get taken down. So we had to call them facial coverings. So I'm always talking in code so I can get my messaging out. So we're going to talk about the procedure. And you all know I've used this time and time again. I've used it over the last 2 years, fighting back the procedure. Right. That's what it is. Can't say the V word. And I want to talk about, because a lot of people are really, really upset, rightfully so, from this procedure that was, you know, forced and mandated on us, because especially since I've been standing up for medical freedom ever since the beginning, for over a decade, I've been standing up for medical freedom, almost two decades now. But I want you just to think about some things. I just want to put this out into your awareness, because now a lot of people are now awakened. So let's take it a step further. So do you think that this was the first time that they have done this? You know, did the procedure? Do you think that's the first time? No, it's not, folks. This has been happening for decades. So let me give you a history lesson. And this is for you to research, all right? If you go back to 1986, there was a law signed in by Ronald Reagan. I love Ronald Reagan, but this is one of the things that I was very upset that he did, looking back. This really allowed Big Pharma to have a license to print money, without any consequences, without any liability. But it's the National Childhood Procedure Injury Act. There's another word in there that I'm not going to say. And it was signed into law. So here's what I want you to do. Here is your homework assignment. If you really want to be awakened and understand that it's just not this time, I want you to look at the CDC recommended schedule before and after that law was signed. And how many of these procedures were there before this law was signed? And how many there are now? Because for the past, my goodness gracious, 30 years, right? almost 30 years. Well, no, it has been 30 years. Excuse me, over 30 years. They have been printing money and making lots of money without any liability. So the COVID one, that's that they've been doing this. And everybody's like, well, I'm against it. Well, you should question a lot of other ones too. I'm just saying. And you should do your own research. And that's why I always encourage everyone to do this search and to research things and question everything. My goodness gracious. If you're upset about this one procedure, then the more you research it, I'm going to tell you what right now, you're going to be very upset by what you find. And there's tons and tons of information. There's tons of organizations out there who are standing up against this. They are all censored. They've been all kicked off YouTube, but they are there. You just have to search it. So I'm sure people in the comment section, because a lot of you folks know exactly what I'm talking about, do me a favor and you can include a couple links into the comment section to help these folks find out what I'm talking about. But you really, really have to do your research, especially if you're a parent, because that's one thing that's happened over the past 36 years or more. It's criminal. It really is. And so I'll do whatever I can to educate and empower people by the education that they receive. But you're going to have to do some research. You're going to have to look at it. And you're going to have to make hard decisions as parents. And you know what? It's scary. Because what happens is, I talk about this in my clinic all the time with parents, is I just send them the information. Like, here it is, make your decision. I'm going to support whatever decision that you make because it's your body and it's your children's body. Kind of weird how the medical profession doesn't do that, right? If you don't follow them, then they kick you out. In my clinic, I do not. I try to empower my patients by giving them information, and then I support whatever decision that they make. But a lot of times, parents, especially parents of teenagers and late adolescent, they start doing this research and then they feel really guilty because they made that decision to do that to their kids. Unbeknownst to them that there is a lot of side effects and stuff to a lot of these procedures. And they feel a lot of guilt. Now, I don't want you to feel guilt because you didn't know what you didn't know. My job is to give you information so you start to realize that you starting to know that you didn't know. And then down the line, you're going to know that you know. All right. And that is where power is. So I want you to research those things. I truly do, because I want to make an impact, because I guarantee you, you're going to find what I have found long ago, that they've been doing this for over three decades. And it's very scary. And that's how big they have gotten in, and they have infiltrated every level down into our school systems, our medical communities, you know, your jobs, everywhere. And these are the things that we have to stand up for, especially is for medical freedom, all right, which I'm going to end on this. June 25th, President Trump will be coming to the Oakland Republican Party's Lincoln Day Dinner. I included in the description the link for you to buy tickets. So if you're in the area, come out and see President Trump. I think it's going to be a fantastic time. I think there's going to be a lot of people there. And what better way to spend your Sunday evening than with probably over 1,000 of your closest conservative friends. And then we get to hear President Trump speak, which he gets censored just like the rest of us. So I'm going to actually be videotaping a speech, and I will be posting it, at least pieces of it, all on my platforms. But to hear him in person, it is a truly magical experience. So I encourage all of you to come to the Oakland Republican Party Lincoln Day Dinner. All right. And that's on June 25th, 5:30. The doors will open. I'm sure President Trump will be on around 8:39. I'm assuming there's a dinner, and these Lincoln Day dinners are usually a really, really great event. So in the description, there's a link for you to click. And then I'm going to end on this June 9th, this Friday. The grassrootsarmy.com merch store will be open for 2 weeks for our patriotic summer launch to make sure that you guys have all of your patriotic gear for the 4th of July. So we are releasing, I think, 4 or 5 brand new shirts for 4th of July, and to be very, very proud of not only this country, but also the grassroots army that continues to grow, which you all are part of. Okay. So the grassrootsarmy.com store will be open this Friday, and I will be highlighting that throughout the week and posting our new merch throughout the week too. All right. So again, please do your due diligence, question everything, and then do some of the research on the National Childhood V-Word/Procedure Injury Act of 1986, Ronald Reagan signed into law. And I want you to look at the CDC recommended procedure schedule before that law was in place and then after, because there is no liability for any injuries or side effects that procedure causes you and your children. A license to print money without any liability. Scary. Very scary. So, question everything. Have a great day. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan, of course, and always God bless these United States. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.